I am going to discuss the evaluation, our evaluation of large jail systems and their STD screening programs in between 2008 and 2009. I'm here speaking on behalf of Sono Doshi, and I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge Ms. Doshi and Dr. Kent, as well as Betty Apt, who is another evaluator who helped us on this project. And somehow my disclosure slide disappeared, so we have no disclosures for this project. Okay, so it's going to be a basic outline. I'm going to provide background information, a couple of key terms that I want you guys to know, purpose, methods, findings, and lessons learned from our evaluation. Okay, so many people ask the question, why screen for STDs in jails? And when it comes to chlamydia and gonorrhea, they are the most frequently reported infectious diseases. With 2009 alone, there were over a million chlamydia cases and over 200,000 gonorrhea cases that were reported in the United States. But the issue with gonorrhea and chlamydia is their asymptomatic nature. Oftentimes, it goes unreported, people go untreated, and it leads to some health outcomes, especially important health outcomes, especially in women. Have things like pelvic inflammatory disease, possibly infertility in certain cases, ectopic pregnancy. And when it comes to men and women, it leads to or it increases the acquisition and transmission of HIV. And so we see a high prevalence of chlamydia, especially chlamydia in jail inmates who often engage in unprotected sex, multiple sex partners, and drug use. So this figure shows the total percentage of or positivity rates of chlamydia in adult correctional facilities is 6.2% and 7.2% in men and women respectively. And as you can see, it's mostly found among people who are under 20, and it decreases with age. And on average, this number is a little bit higher than the 6% prevalence rate of chlamydia in the general population. So more reasons to screen for STDs in jails. Majority of the inmates are released fairly quickly back into the community in which they reside. If we can detect and treat infections while they're in jail, we can possibly reduce transmission in the communities in which they live. A small number of large jails, and I provide the definition that we are using for large jails, hold the majority of all inmates. And so we can screen in these facilities, and we could possibly make a difference in how frequently disease is being transmitted. Okay, I provided a couple of terms. I'm not going to read every single one of them. But one term that I want you to focus on is large jails. We're saying that the facilities, on average, have more than 1,000 individuals in their settings on a daily basis. And when you say comprehensive screening programs, that means that they are able to screen or test in the facility as well as treat in the facility or treat during follow-up for each person who is found to be positive. We also discuss opt-in and opt-out screening. For opt-in is basically offering an individual an opportunity to be screened for chlamydia or gonorrhea, and they can choose to accept it or not. For opt-out screening, it's basically letting that individual know that you're going to be screened for this particular disease or infection, and they would have to decline. All right, so down to what we did. The purpose of our project was to examine, our evaluation was to examine existing STD screening programs and to identify lessons that could benefit other jurisdictions. We conducted a couple of interviews, speaking with the correction staff, the medical staff, and trying to figure out what were some of the barriers and challenges that they have when they're trying to offer screening to inmates. We wanted to, we visited about 12 jurisdictions. Some sites had multiple sites, which means that we had about 4 locations total. We did a couple of walkthroughs, took observations to see what is the jail setup, what were the procedures, how did the medical staff interact with the correctional staff, and what worked and what didn't. We also reviewed a couple of written documents just to see what process or what methods they took in order to establish their programs. All right. Also, We weren't really surprised to find out that most of the sites that we visited, they were screening for syphilis and offered limited screening for chlamydia. And those sites included Alameda County for California, Baton Rouge in Louisiana, Dallas, Texas, DeKalb County in Georgia, Houston, Texas, Las Vegas, which had two sites, and Phoenix, Arizona. Okay, so five of our sites offered what we defined as comprehensive screening. And just to highlight a few of them, the San Francisco site, as you can see, they treated about 80% of their inmates. And they created a system where they used nursing protocols. And that didn't require them to have a medical doctor on site to conduct their examinations. Another option was flagging, being able to flag an inmate's SCD medical records. So if they left the facility before they could receive treatment, then their patient's records were flagged. If they went to an SCD clinic, they'd be able to receive their treatment as well. So when it comes to Philadelphia, their system was kind of impeccable. We were really impressed with what they had completed. They had approximately a 95% rate of treatment, and then almost 75 were being treated inside of the facility and outside. Their health department actually went out into the community, found the inmates, treated them, and made sure that they got the treatment that they needed, which is something that is you won't see that very often. And so our five comprehensive sites include New York City, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, and Wayne County. Okay, so possible barriers, well, barriers and possible solutions that we found from our interviews include competing missions, and something that we've mentioned frequently throughout all of our presentations, that barrier between corrections and public health, safety versus health and treatment. Some of the solutions that many of our interviewees mentioned was working through the medical staff rather than the corrections staff, being flexible, and making sure that you yield to the jail's needs. At all times, you have to remember, at the end of the day, it is a correctional facility, and we have to focus on safety, even though we would like to put health as a top priority. Screen where it would require the least movement of the inmates. Most of the most frequently mentioned location was booking and in the housing units. Another barrier is the quick release of the inmates. Many times you don't have time to treat an inmate when they arrive. They're gone before you can get through all the paperwork and so on and so forth. So once again, they mentioned screen at booking or as early as you possibly can, provide electronic lab reporting, and have treatment protocols in place. And last, but definitely not least, is funding and staffing. Funding is limited in this climate all across the board, and that was the most frequently mentioned barrier to establishing their program. Staff turnover. The turnover rate kind of makes it impossible. You have to go through the process of constantly retraining and getting people acquainted with the system that you want to have in place, so it's really hard to create something that's consistent in this environment. And so a couple of people offered a few suggestions, but they were very general. Be creative in looking at possible resources. Move funds around that come from less productive venues, and use non-professional staff where possible. Some other facilitators for successes was the fact that many of our locations, our comprehensive sites, had a champion. They had a person who was really the voice for getting ICD screening done in that facility. The screening staff would have personal relationships with the correction staff. Screening was combined with other medical services and testing, so a lot of sites, many of the sites had HIV testing, and they would just couple STD testing along with that process. Screening that is opt-out versus opt-in, if it's possible for you to be able to screen all the inmates who are coming in, it's a lot easier than giving them the option if they want to have it or not, just go ahead and get it done, and being flexible. The main thing that they kept saying, and these are their words, not ours, is staying out of the way of the the correctional facility officers. But at the end of the day, we have to keep that in mind, that it is a correctional setting, and we try to be flexible and compromise on all levels. And for the most part, I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Now it's your time to speak. Any questions? Yes.
Did you look at the prevalence rates within the community compared with what it was in the jail? I just mentioned that because a number of years ago I reviewed the treatment of chlamydia in the Philadelphia jails, and they were sink testing their chlamydia specimens. They were just not doing them.
No.
So I just wondered.
At the time, with the locations that we chose, was really about the number of inmates that they had versus the actual chlamydia in the area. The plan was to actually extend the evaluation, but with changes in funding, and that was the plan, to continue to look at the rates in the area and see how effective it was with the turnaround and actually screening and so on and so forth. But funding led to the closing of a lot of different sites.
So you don't know what the prevalence rates even in the jail was?
Yes, but I'm sorry, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head right now.
Because it's just very important when you look at the percentage treated to know how many, you know, what the prevalence was.
But the formal report for our evaluation is online, and it provides you details of every single site that we had, including the prevalence rate. I just don't have it right now, I'm sorry.
Anyone else? Yes.
I was intrigued, Homer, by this question of the finances. Screening program for HIV and its relation to future funds. And I'm sure those numbers have been crunched in many ways a thousand times. But what are they? How does it?
I mean, I'm not sure they're